Okay, the boys side. We're starting a brand new parak today. Daf Lamid Ches. Zok the Mishnah. At Chaylis Einem Akivis is a Loven, while Loven Einem Akiv Es At Chaylis. The din in the Torah is when a person goes and has a beggar of Arba Kanfois, he has to put on tzitzis. And those tzitzis should be a mixture of white tzitzis. White means that they are regular tzitzis, as well as tchelis tzitzis. Tchelis are the ones that are dyed from that special fish or lizard or whatever it's called, which we call in Hebrew chelozin. Unfortunately today, we don't have a clear mesoira on the inyan of tchelis, and that's why most people do not wear tchelis. In recent years, they've come up with new theories, and that's why some people have started wearing tchelis once again. But Amishnah tells us, if you don't have tchelis, you don't have tchelis, and therefore it's not mi'akev. And what do you do instead? So instead of taking, Rashi learns and Tosis learns that minatoyah is supposed to go and take, you know, you have four corners to the Arba Kanfois. That's what Arba Kanfois means. In each corner you're supposed to go and thread through four psilim, four threads. We have four threads, four strings, four fringes. Those four afterwards, when you double them over, turn into eight. Of them, Rashi and Tosis both hold two of them that you're stringing in should be made out of white, lava. Two of them should be made out of tchelis. Tchelis is the special tzemer wool that has been dyed tchelis with the chalosin. So it's two and two. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Tosis learns. However, other Rishonim disagree, and they say it's three and one. You go and put in three whites, one out of tchelis, and therefore when you double it over, you'd have two of tchelis. And the Rambam says, no, all you have to have is seven plus one, meaning that three of the threads that you put through are going, three of the stitches that you put through are going to be totally white. So when you double it over, it becomes six white. And the final one, the fourth, will be half white and half tchelis, and as a result you're only going to have one tchelis out of the eight altogether. But Mitzchem, Mahedi Yibana Beis Amidish will all wear tchelis. We'll see how we'll paskin like the Rambam or like the other Rishonim or like the Rashi. But bottom line, Amisha tells us if you don't have tchelis, it's not ma'akiv, and therefore you should go and have four strings, four strands of lavan to replace the missing tchelis.
Those who are tchelis, is there any majority opinion
about what?
What people do today, minute, island today? Well, those who are tchelis. Is there any prevalent opinion? Whether it's one, whether it's two. It looks like one.
There is about 150 years ago or so, there was a Radzina Rebbe. The Radzina Rebbe came up with a discovery, and he felt that this was a true chalos. It was not accepted by the masses of Klal Yisrael. It was only accepted basically by Radzina Chassidim and probably some others. It was not... Sorry? Breslov also? Okay. Then Uman must be Titzach with Chelitz. And more recent years, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, some people I think who are affiliated with Yeshiva University, if I'm not mistaken, did a lot of research on this, and they also came up with a brand of chalozin, and they scientifically have identified that as being the chalozin. They have said that the Radzina's was not accurate, and they feel that it's 1000%, and there is a fairly strong following of people that are doing that. And if you want to read more about it, I'm sure if you were to go and Google the word chalis, you'll probably find 100 articles about it, most of which will probably be positive, probably a few will be a little critical.
Yeah, Rabbi Herzog wrote that with his status, I think, in the early part of the century, and he implemented it in a
early part of the last century.
So, more recent times.
That's what he meant,
He was the proponent of this?
Yeah, but whether he actually wore or not, I don't know. It only really became prevalent fairly recently. Good. They say that the two people came to Rabbi Yashiv with it, and showed him the chalazon, and so he was skeptical, but he said, if I'm going to go and give a brocha and say haskama to your tchelis, you know what's going to happen? You guys are going to become billionaires overnight. Why? Because you're going to have haskama of Yashiv, everybody's going to run, you're the only ones in town that have this chalazon and this tchelis, and therefore you'll be able to go and charge, you know, $1,000 per tchelis strand, and Yashiv said this is kosher. Anyway, regardless, whatever the situation is, it's not ma'akev. So if you have tchelis, you have loven, tchelis, alts is fine and boil. If you don't have tchelis, you can take loven strings. If you don't have loven strings, you take tchelis strings.
So
it's not ma'akev.
You can have all tchelis then?
According to our Mishnah, you can have all
tchelis. Like Kairach, basically.
Yeah, but Kairach was talking about the beggar who's called tchelis. They were talking about the tzitzis called tchelis. And the Mishnah continues on, tfilish shal yad ma'akev is shal roish. Shal roish and ma'akev is shal yad. What happens if, unfortunately, your yad tore, you lost it, it's by the soifer, you only have your shal roish, or vice versa, you only have your shal yad, you don't have the shal roish, or chas v'shalom, a person is a Nebuchadnezzar amputee, he cannot go and put on any tefillin on his shal yad. So he puts on a shal roish alone, or just a shal yad alone. A person that has no head, a lot of people nowadays have no head, so they can go and just do the shal yad without the shal roish.
Someone recovering from surgery, for instance, right? You can't use bandage, you can't.
Exactly, if you can.
Tzitza.
If you cannot, you cannot. And if you just do the shal roish, one is not me'akev the other. Now, Tosis already points out that although the Lashon HaMishnah, both in the Reisha and the Sefer, Eina Me'akev, it's not exactly the same. How is it different? For instance, today we do not have Tchelis, unfortunately. So, how did Rashi explain, and how did we explain it? If you don't have Tchelis, then take four strands made out of white. However, based on the interpretation of the Sefer, if you don't have a shal yad, take your shal roish. If you don't have a shal roish, it doesn't say, if you don't have a shal yad, take two shal roishes. Two heads are better than one, like we had yesterday in the Gemara. Shlomo almost got hit over the head with because of that, right? Anyway, and the Shlomo Melech poured water on the other fellow, Nebuch. But bottom line, getting back to our Gemara, if you're going to go and have, if the types were exactly the same, then you should say the same thing in the Reisha. That according to Rashi, that two strands are made out of tchelis. You don't have tchelis, then only put in the two strands of the white, of the lavan. It doesn't say that. Rashi says, if you don't have tchelis, put in four of lavan. So therefore, the Eina Ma'akav, Tosis points out, are not exactly the same Reish and Sefer, but even though the Lashon is a little different, it's not Ma'akav. You can use the same term anyway. Yeah, Rabbi Yui.
You see the Matzina and the Christus, the two different colors.
Different colors, really?
Well, one's a white one, but that was dark one.
Okay, good. You heard it here first. It's different colors. Jok Dimar. Let's say our Mishnah that says that they're not ma'akiv by tzitzis is l'loy kirebi. The sign you state in the braisa. Ureisim oisoy uzchartav. We say that, of course, every day in Kriyashma, and it's referring, of course, to the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you look at number two here, v'hoya lechem letzitzis. Ureisim oisoy, you'll see it. Uzchartav is called mitzvah Hashem, v'asisim oisam, etc., etc. Okay? Where does it say in the words of Re'isim Oisai that the Ma'akav is there and there? The Gemara is going to explain in another 2-3 light. No, it says Re'isim Oisai, but they're not Ma'akav. In other words, the Chachamim are Mishnah is Chachamim, it's not Ma'akav. Great, my might have it, Rebbe. Rebbe Taka said Re'isim Oisai, but where do you see in Re'isim Oisai that they are Ma'akav there and there? So Gemara Dixim, it says in the Pasuk, Hakonov. Now where does it say Hakonov? So this again is the first Pasuk, second Pasuk in the third Pasuk of Krishma. Daba ben Yisrael, v'yamarta lehem, v'yosu lehem tzitzis, al kanfei v'gdeyam l'veroysam, v'nosnu al tzitzis Hakonov, Pesil Techeles. And then the next Pasuk is Bahi Lacham Tzitzis Reisa Moisai. Aha. So Reisa Moisai is therefore referring back to the earlier Pasuk. And the earlier Pasuk combines the two. Well, what do you mean it combines? Because it says in that Pasuk Hakonaf, that this word Hakonaf is superfluous. Why is it superfluous? Because the Pasuk already says, Tabam Neisov, Yamatalim, Yasu Lehem Tzitzis. Where do you make the Tzitzis? Al kanfe v'gdeyem l'daroisim, on the konaf. Kanfe means on the corners. Oh, so shteitach on the corners. So why does it say v'noso al tzitzis ha-konaf? I already said you put the tzitzis on the konaf. So this is just repetitive. And then the pasuk continues on. Psil tchelis. Oh, it says tchelis. So the Gemara darshins according to Rebbe and according to the Chum that tzitzis hakonav comes to tell you that you make the tzitzis out of the same material that you made your konav. Meaning, the konav is being part of a big deket. Rashi says, roiv talisois at that time were made out of pishtan, were made out of flax. And therefore they had a white color to them. So therefore the tzitzis hakonav we're talking about is the white, the lovan of our Mishnah. And right after that it says, psil tcheles. So therefore you put both in your corner, the four corners, you're going to go and put in psilim, made out of konav, meaning out of the white, which is the same as the beged, as well as tcheles one. So back to our Gemara. My time is the Rebbe said, hakonav, the word hakonav is extra, min konav. Min konav tells you from the same material. If you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara right after the Mishnah, min konav, hainu lovan. The roiv talisos show pishtemain ulavanos bederach klal. The roiv talisos were made out of linen. Remember, they had far fewer materials than they have today, so it was either made out of linen or made out of wool. So it was more prevalent to made out of linen. And min konav was white. White beged, white tzitzis is white. Oksiv. And then it says right after that in the same pasuk, and in fact from the same words. Al tzitzis hakonav pisil techeles, which means put techeles. The Yom Rachman in the next pasuk says, or isim oisai. Oisai being a loshin yachid, and you're looking at them as an entirety, as one unit, singular. Oh, ad ikatavayu kachat, when you have both of these together, you have the tzitzis hakonav, which is the white. You have the psil techeles, which is the blue. You put those two together, isim oisai. One unit, the ma'akid ze es ze. Rabbanon or Isam Oisai Kolchad Lechude Mashma. The Chum agree with the general structure of what Rebbe just said, but they say Isam Oisai, which is a Lashon Yachid, is not referring to the two together, but it's referring to each one individually. That when you look at your tzitzis or Isam Oisai, you see number one the Hakonav, the Min Konav, the white, and you also see separately the Tcheles, but not necessarily that you unite them as one entity, but Isam Oisai, you see each one individually on its own. Okay, so those are the two drashas, whether it's your market, Mish market. But says the Gemara, Leimed Leikir Rabbi, since our Mishnah says very clearly that Lovan is not Ma'akiv, the Tcheil is not Ma'akiv, the Lovan, it doesn't call good to Rabbi. Because Rabbi says, Befedish in the Brais, or Isa Moisad, Me'lamech Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Chayra, crystal clear. Gemara goes and gives two possible ways of learning our Mishnah that could even stem according to that. And the first one is Amar Vira Marav Afilatei Marav. It can go according to it. Lo Nitzricha Ella. Our Gemara says the Kadem. The Shita corrects that to Lihaktim, which in fact the Gersa right after that in the Brisa. Lihaktim means which one goes first. If you don't have one of the two, says Rebbe, don't bother wearing the tzitzis, it's possible. They are ma'akiv ze ezen. But if you do have both the tcheles and the lovan strands, which one should you go and put in the hole first? Now, of course, today it doesn't make a difference because unfortunately we don't have tcheles, at least those that don't wear tcheles. But those that do wear tcheles, and miyat shem lasa lovi, when everybody will wear tcheles, then there's a hakpada in the Torah, first put in tzitzis hakonav, meaning the white strand, and then put in the psil tcheles, you put in the blue strand. What happens if a person switched it around and he put the blue before the white? Oh, tzanya, mitzvah lahaktim lam the tcheles. The Torah is up to tzitzis hakonav, white, and then psil tcheles. Then hektim tcheles lalavan yotza elish chiser mitzvah. He's yotza, but he's missing a mitzvah. What that mitzvah is, we'll see in a moment. But the point is that our Gemara says that this price can go according to Rebbe. When Rebbe said they're not ma'akiv, sorry, Rebbe said they are ma'akiv, that if you only have one of the two, then ma'akvin says that. But if you got both of them, and you by accident put in the blue before putting in the white, nishkeferlich, and that's what the Mishnah means, that the lovan ain't a ma'akiv is a tchedus, you're supposed to put the lovan in first. But if you put the Tchelis in first, it's not Mi'akif. I'm sure Barry and others are already thinking to themselves, no, that explains Lovan and Mi'akif as a Tchelis. But what's Pshat HaTchelis and Mi'akif as a Lovan?
I had a different question.
Yeah, that's another question.
I had a different question. This question is that we learned already that the sequences that the Shalyad goes on before the Shalrosh. So if you're going to say Slahakdim, if you're going to say that the Mishnah is parallel, mm-hmm. then I'm saying is that you put the Shalrosh on first and Nishtaferlech?
It could be, even though we learned that you're not supposed to, because we have the special pasuk that tells you, are you the three tofes? Are you come to tell you that they both should be at one time, and that's why when you take it off, you take the Shalrosh first. Konzain, that thing more later on. After all, we have a full parak in Mishnah, which is going to focus on this Mishnah and other Mishnayos. So it could be that there will be a discussion about this as well. I haven't seen what the Gemara says further. Maybe yeah, maybe Nish. But remember, based on what Tosis said, anyway, the two are not totally congruous with one another, because the first part of the Mishnah, the Einim Akeves, is not the same as the second part of the Mishnah, Einim Akeves, as we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah, because the second part of the Mishnah, Einim Akeves, means if you have one and not the other, you only put on that one. But in the Reisha, if you have one without the other, then you are mashlim by putting in four strands of Lavan, like we do, and don't just say, nah, well, since Rashi says, two are Tchelis and two are Lavan, if I don't have Tchelis, then don't put a Tchelis, just put in the Lavan. No, you have to go and fill it up. So you see that Einim Akeves is not necessarily the same.
Also, it's a question of shatness in the case.
Shortly as well. Anyway, bottom line, Nizhok, the Gemara, that Pshat in our Mishnah, Einim Akeves, means that the Seder, the order, is not the Akeves. Ella, says the Braisa, Shechisa Mitzvah. Freight him on what means Chisa Mitzvah. Now remember, let's see again, what did the Braisa say? Mitzvah Haktim Lovin Tchelis, then Haktim Tchelis Lovin. If you put in Tchelis first, Yotza, and Shechisa Mitzvah. My Chisa Mitzvah. In layman, maybe what you mean to say is Chisa Mitzvah the Lovin. He missed out on the mitzvah of loving the kayim mitzvah of tchelis. In other words, what the Brice is suggesting is, once you put the tchelis in, forget about the loving. You were supposed to put the loving in first. You put in the tchelis, no more loving. And that's the chisa mitzvah. So you makayim the mitzvah of tchelis. You lost out on the mitzvah of Lavan by putting him out of order. So don't bother putting the Lavan anymore. It's already too late. Is that the pshat in chisa mitzvah? Leave out the Lavan? After all, l'rabbi ikul ma'akev adabi. After all, we're trying to interpret the Mishnah Limud Rabbi. And Rabbi is the one that says that each one is ma'akev on the other. So chisa mitzvah to go and say, okay, the mitzvah of tchelis he has, he lost out on the mitzvah of the Lavan. If you're missing out on the mitzvah of Lavan, then you're missing out on everything, because it's all or nothing. There's no partial settlement over here, according to Rebbe. And therefore, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav, Shechisa Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah, what does that mean? Ma'ichisa Mitzvah, Delay Ovad Mitzvah, V'nam Avchor. In other words, B'diyevet is Yoitze. Maybe even the Chachil is Yoitze. But he didn't do it with all he do it. One of the requirements of putting in the strands was to go and put in the white before the blue. You put in the blue before the white, okay? You're yoyt to the mitzvah, but you missed out on this mitzvah namuvcher that you should have been marked in the white to the blue. Says Imar Hatena Chalavan Neri Makim Satrix. That sounds perfect. Even though you're supposed to put the lovin in first, it's not ma'akim the tchelis. That if you put the tchelis in first, nish kefel. But how are you going to explain? You're supposed to put in the tchelis first, but if you put the lovin in first, nishkefelach. You never put the tchelis in first. You always put the lovin in first. So according to this interpretation, the Mishnah should only say lovin ein ma'akiv is a tchelis. Period. That if you put in the tchelis first, not so terrible. But you can't say tchelis ein ma'akiv is a lovin, because there's never an occasion to put the tchelis in first. So therefore, my what's pshat? Amar v'cham loynitzcha ela. This is what you were talking about before. The talis shekula tchelis. And a mass of mit koyach. What happens if you have a talis which is made totally out of tchelis? The Gemara doesn't explain exactly what Rami Bar Chama means yet. And the Gemara is going to repeat this Rami Bar Chama again in another 10 lines. And in fact, the Shita Mekubet says, and which we probably have in the Shinui Neschois, takes out these words, Omer Rav Chama, Nitzach HaTal Shekul HaTcheles, because the Gemara is going to bring it yet again another 10 lines. We'll see what it means shortly. It Manami Omer Levi Lishmul. Levi said to Shmuel, Ari Yoich. Ari Yoich is a very, very honorific title. Rashi says, It means royalty, it means melech, and Rashi brings a raya from the pasuk Gur Aryeh Yehuda, and we know that the Melochim, Malchus, Beis David, etc., all came from Yehuda. Rashi doesn't fully explain what that has to do with Aryeh, but the presumption is that the word Aryeh and Aryeh are related, and therefore he's saying you're a king like a lion, who is the king of the beasts, the king of the animal kingdom. So therefore he's saying Aryeh, you royalty, you king. Don't sit down on your legs and your feet. And want you please explain to me the following. What's Pshat in our Mishnah? What does this mean? Amalai, he told them, like we've been learning until now, Aliba de Rebbe, Vaynitzricha elisadin betzitzis. The mitzvah lakdume lovan bereisha, sadin betzitzis. What means sadin? Today we use the term sadin as a definition of the word sheet. In Eretz, so they say sadinim. Sadinim are sheets. Here, sadin means a beged, and particularly a beged made out of pishtun, made out of linen. And maybe that's why many of the old timers, when they refer to sheets, they say, oh, where the bed linens. I don't know whether years ago they always made it out of linen or not, but at least that was the expression, linen. So presumably they did make it out of linen, and they were white. And like Rashi said in the Amid Aleph, Stam Begodim, in the good old days, people made out of linen, and the linen was white. So you have a sadin betzitzis. Since the sadin is tzitzis, since the sadin is made out of pishtun, and the pishtun is white, so the tzitzis are also white. Minkonath. The mitzvah lakdumi lovin bereisha, what the Mishnah is telling us is, halovin mi'akeves, or ma'akev es atcheles, that the lovin ain't a ma'akeves at atcheles. What does that mean? That even though you're supposed to put in the lovin bereisha, if you didn't put in the lovin first, you can put in the tcheles, the dievet, it's okay. Now what's the reason why there's a mitzvah lakdumi lovin bereisha, my timer? Hakonath minkonath. The act chayes love and leslan ba. So basically, what the Gemara is saying with this itmanami, we've just repeated the pshat that we've learned Aliba the Rebbe, that our Mishnah is not talking about ikuv in the sense of it's all or nothing and finished. That's in fact what Rebbe learns, but that's not pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that love is not ma'akiv the chayes is not ma'akiv the love. So it's tukle lakdume, which one you put in first. Now the Gemara repeats again the same question. That sounds perfect. The guy with the lovin. Lovin should be put in first. But you didn't put the lovin in first. You put the tchelis in first. Okay, it's not ma'akid. The lovin can allow the tchelis to go first. Samoichel, go in front of me. Get it a kovid. Tchelis going first. It's not ma'akid. But tchelis and ma'akid is the lovin ma'i. You never put in the tchelis first. That the tchelis should go and say, okay, the lover went in first. Nishkeverlech, I'm not ma'akid. Tchelis never goes in first. What's pshat? Now we get back to Omar Rami Bar Chama. We take out the lay. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Oh, the mitzvah akdume tchailes bereisha. Dakorim min konov. The act of bereisha leslan ba. In other words, you're talking right. Stam talesis, talesim, talisois are made out of linen, and therefore they stam have white tzitzis. Everything 100% right. However, what happens if a person has azamin koydach talis, where the thing is made totally out of tchelis, and now you're supposed to use min konaf? So what's the min konaf of the tchelis? It's tchelis strands. You're using tchelis strands just like the rest of the bacon. And what's going to happen? And then you're going to go and add to that your white. Dozok di Gemara. This is one of those rare situations where you have a minority situation where you're wearing a beged made out of chelis. There you take and put in the minkana first, just like by the lovin you put the minkana. But here the minkana is going to be the blue strands, and subsequently you're going to put in the white strand. So what happens if you put in the white before the blue? Tosok the Mishnah. Chelis and makavis as a lovin. So both of them are exactly the same, all depending on what the min konaf was. What was the beged? Was it white? Put in the white first. If it was blue, put in the blue first. And if you switched it around with the eved, it's okay. But chiser mitzvah, he lost out on the mitzvah min hamavah.
There's another, I don't want to talk to you, but Aryoch also, sometimes Shmuel was very tall. Aryoch is also a lashon, you're the tall. Right, the tall.
If I'm not mistaken, what you're referring to, that Shmuel refers to Rav occasionally in the Gemara. Abaricha. So Abaricha means Rav is the one that was taught.
Thank you. Maybe I'm mistaken. Thank you.
It's okay. So I think that's what you're referring to, that Rav was taught.
Thank you. Yes.
No
yes.
problem. And the reason why he was called Rav is perhaps because of, well, number one, he was the Rav and Chayisol, just like Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the Rav and Chayisol in his time. Rav was the Rav and Chayisol in his time. And it could also be his name was Abba. And if it was Reb Abba, that's in fact perhaps the derivative of the name Rabba. Here, Reb Abba became Rav. They shortened it down to Rav. Anyway, regardless, but he was Abba Richa, the tall one. And that's probably what you're afraid of. Getting back to the Gemara. Oh, my Rav. Midi. Tzivak Kogarim. Rav says, that's very, very strange. You're telling me that when you're putting in the strands in the corners, it all depends on what the color of the talus is. If the color of the talus is kulat chaylis, put in the chaylis first. If it's kulat lovin, you put in the lovin first. Right. Says Rava, this is not a subjective thing that you look at your individual talus and your individual tzitzis. It's based on the right of Klal Yisrael. What is, there's a generic general rule that applies equally to everybody, an objective rule, not a subjective rule. So if you look at Rashi, Midi Tzibah Kagarim, Rashi is about a third down the Amid, Midi Tzibah Kagarim Zot Rashi, after the Kulit Chedis, Nami Mitzvah Lahaktim Lovan Lit Chedis. Even if it's a Tchedis Begit, you should still put in the Lovan first. Hoil V'Roiv Talisois Levanois, saying, since Roiv the Talisim are Levanois, most of them are made out of Pishtim, like Rashi said before, made out of linen, they are white, and therefore Lovan Kagarim, you should put in the Lovan. The Torah is codifying the minhag. We're ready on to volume number 2. At the moment we have not identified and located the second one, but if you would, that would be great. So if you have extra time after the shir, if you can go and find it, we'd be greatly indebted to you. Anyway, again, getting back to Akimar, what Rav is saying is, by the fact that the Torah refers to Hakona Psil to Chayles, the Torah is codifying the established minhag that most of the begodim were made out of linen, and therefore the min Hakona was typically white, and it was a very rare thing that you would have a talis shekula Chayles. And therefore, says Rashi, Lo'oilam Yehayama Ocher, it's always that the kanaf, the white, will be first, and the blue will be second. So don't think like you are thinking until now. Let's take a look at the baguette. Whatever it is, we'll put those strands in first. No, says Rashi. No, says Rava. Do you think it depends on what your own fancies are, that you're wearing a blue baguette or a white baguette? The Torah codifies that the standard rule is, since roi begodim are white, you always put them in konaf, you always put them in the white first, and then you put the tchelis in second, even if your baguette is a tchelis baguette. And if elam arava. So what's pshat in the Mishnah then? Then it's always that you're makdim the lovin to the tchelis, and you could by mistake put in the tchelis first. So lovin ainim ma'akev is a tchelis. But what's pshat in tchelis ainim ma'akev is a lovin? That pshat about a talis to kula tchelis, the chayda folds away. Therefore, says Rava, I have a brand new pshat in our Mishnah. Elam Rava le'nitzucha eli legardumin. What's meant gardumin? Gardumin means, as we know, everybody's tzitzis, if you take a quick look at your tzitzis, or even if you don't, you know that there's the upper part, which is where we twist one of the long tzitzis around the others, and we make the fork sharim, and then subsequent to that, you have what's sticking out, those the loose strands. So the top part of it is called the gedil, and bottom, the strands underneath them, those are called the psilim, or the tzitzis. Karduman means that unfortunately the tzitzis have been cut off, or they all got stuck in the seat or under somebody's shoe, and unfortunately the tzitzis came off, and the only thing that you're left with is now the gedil above, that twisted portion, and not the loose strands that are coming down. Karduman means that they're cut off. The agardim tcheles, the koy lovat. The agardim lovat, the koy tcheles last lumba. Even though all of the tcheles strands unfortunately have been cut off, but I have all of the lovat. Or vice versa, I am missing my lovat, but I still have baruch shem all the tcheles. It's all good. The Amri b'nei Rav Chiya, gardume tchelis akshayrin. The gardume means, again, when they're cut off, you don't have the strands left, but you still have the gdil, it's kosher. The gardume eizav also akshayrin. Eizav really has nothing to do with us, but eizav is referring to the eizav that's used to spritz the paraduma water. That eizav typically has also long givoylim stalks. If those stalks, after much usage, have fallen off, and you only have the upper part, zolkit, you only have the gardum, and it's also kosher. Ah, now the shala is, let's get back to our tcheles and our lovan strands. The kamishir gardumin. Does that mean that if there's nothing whatsoever, all you have is the gdil up above, and no strands sticking out at all from either the tcheles or the lovan, it's kosher? Says, well, no, you have to have abyssla, yeah, abyss. Omrab, amduri, omishmul, kideli anvan. The amount of the size of the remaining strands which are coming down has to be at least large enough to make an aniva, to make a bow or a slip knot. Okay, now the question is, a slip knot or a bow over what? In other words, I look at each individual strand and I say, Nebuch, it's cut down, it got caught on something or other, and now only part of it is left. But I see it's still an inch, a half an inch, three quarters of an inch and a half, and I could theoretically make a slip knot. The question is, does it mean in itself, just trying to go and tie it in itself, or does that mean to be able to do a slip knot for all of the remaining strands, all the other seven? And obviously, if you have to do the other seven, it's got to be larger. While if you're doing it only for itself, it can be shorter. So what is the shear? And therefore, you have to be machmir that it has to be the larger size, the longer size, to la'anit, kulu ba'adi adat. Boy Ravashi, alimi duloy ma'anvi, li'avaktini ma'anvi mai, says Ravashi, even today, you can go and buy thicker strands, and you can go and buy thinner strands. What happens if you have thick strands, which have the requisite size, however, because of their thickness, you're not able to go and make such a bow? Yeah, but if they would be thinner in texture, then ma'anvi, it would work perfectly. Let's assume for a moment that the amount of aniva is twice 2 inches. It's like 2 inches long. The problem is, because of their thickness, you cannot easily make a bow. It just doesn't work. But had they been thin, 2 inches, it works. So therefore, hey, Timara, what's the halacha now? My, kol shkein avadim, and it's good. The minka mitzvah sayim. The whole inyan of the aniva is not really that the Rabbanan or the Torah is requiring that the size be an aniva. We want that it should be nicker, that there's still some strands there, because they've got to be tzitzis. And if it's so small that it can't even make an aniva, it's no longer considered to be tzitzis. However, if it's long enough, well, so you can tell it's to do tzitzis. If they're alimi, if they're thick, then certainly you see them, because they have a thickness, they have a texture to them. And therefore, that's certainly good, even though physically you cannot do the aniva. So it's important to have the size, but the actual ability to do the aniva is really not relevant. Frank tomorrow, Mantan at the Polygalate Rebbe. So basically we've now concluded two pshatim in our Mishnah. The first pshat was that it's lahaktim, and the second pshat was the gavi de gardumin. With this, we've been able to say that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe as well. But besides Rebbe, we had the Tanakama, and in the Brice it was the Chacham. And that's certainly our Mishnah that says it's not ma'akit. So there is a Tana that disagrees with Rebbe and says it's not only lahaktim, not only gardumin, but if you don't have tchelis, then just use lavan, which of course is our minhag today for all those that don't wear tchelis. Ishok to Gemara, Mantar the Balik the Rebbe, who's the one that disagrees with Rebbe and holds that there is no din of ikuv whatsoever, each one is a separate mitzvah. Hai Tana, who the Sanya, the Bitzak, Oy Mishim Rav Nosson, Shom Mishim Rav Yoyi Seglivi, Shom Mishim Rav Yoyi Karan Ben, Nuri, Ein Loi Tchelis, Mata Lovin. Oh, very, very clear. You don't have tchelis, use lovin strength. According to Rebbe, Chulila, you don't have tchelis, don't wear Arba Kanfis, take it off. Make sure that you're wearing the godim that do not have four quarters. If you don't have tchelis, you can't use lavan. The fact that we do use lavan, that's the chachamim, and that's Rav Yitzchak, Mishum Ben Nosson, Mishum Yerseglidi, Mishum Yerchem Ben Nuri. Amr v'shmamina. We see from this tzarach likshar I'll call chulya v'chulya. Chulya v'chulya means that, again, if you take out your tzitzis, you'll see that the word chulya is vertebrae in a spine. Here we're not talking about vertebrae, but we're talking about the fact that the gedil, in a sense, is like vertebrae of the spine. And what are the vertebrae? That between each of the rollings, you have four groups. I think there's 7, 8, 11, and 13, something like that. Yeah. So after the 7, you go and do the 2 knots, and after the 8, you do 2 knots, and after the 11, you do 2 knots, and after the 13, you do 2 knots. So you have the 4 knottings that you do all together. Knot by knot, another knot, another knot. Good. Anyway, you have to make such a kesher between each chulia v'chulia. In other words, I might have thought all you have to do is do a whole bunch of strands and then just go and tie it at the end. You don't have to go and tie it 4 separate times. Not exactly sure how you do the multiple, the 7, the 8, the 11, the 13, if you're not going to go and do a kesher in between. Maybe it means to make only one kesher, not 2 ksharim. Maybe put a little bit of glue over there, but you didn't put any kesher. Anyway, I see from this that you have to make a kesher between each chuli v'chuli. These are the guys who are going to tell me you don't need to do that. Hodi ami b'nei rabchi, oh, ari rabchi. Gadu me tcheres, kshayr, v'gadu me ezer kshayrin, kimin di ishtrilei iloi, ishtrilei kulo. If, according to b'nei rabchi, you have to leave over a little bit. If you're not going to leave over a little bit and you're not going to do the kesher, you know what's going to happen is, if the bottom one opens up, the bottom kesher opens up, then everything is going to go and open up because there's no multiple ksharim to hold things in place. So if you have no strands left at the bottom, then the bottom kesher is certainly going to open eventually because there's not nothing protruding from it to hold it back. So therefore that kesher is going to open up fairly readily, and if there are no upper ksharim, then everything is going to go up and there's not going to be a gedil left at all. And it says gedilim ta'asalach hal arba kanfes ksuscha shetachasaba. There's a din of gedil. So the only way they do a gedil is if you're going to have these multiple knots holding back each chulia. Is the chulia a raya? Shema minah tzarech likshar kol chulia v'chulia. Everything gemara dilma di'ikta nishkaraya. Maybe what the Gemara is talking about is if you went and made these ksharim b'chol chuli v'cholia, then in fact, B'nai Rav Chiya say, be careful, make sure that there's some tzitzis sticking out. Because if they're not going to stick out, guess what? Then the bottom kesher is going to open up, and then all the ksharim are going to go and open up. But it doesn't mean that that's the din that you have to make a kesher b'chol chuli v'cholia. All the B'nai Rav Chiya are telling us is that just in case you made such ksharim, then make sure that you have something sticking out, a little bit kidei aniva, and then it'll be kosher. Because in fact, you didn't, then everything is going to explode, it's all going to disravel fairly readily. But it doesn't say that you have to make a kesher. If you did, that would be the halacha legabi de kadumin, and yet shem to be continued tomorrow. Boysai, have a wonderful day.